I'm Matthew Smith, Vermont Edition producer, and I wanted to let you know that the podcast you're about to listen to has been edited for clarity and brevity. Thanks for listening and enjoy.
This is Vermont Edition. I'm Mitch Wertlieb in for Jane Lindholm. Back in March, 54-year-old Douglas Kilburn died a few days after getting into an altercation with Burlington police officer Corey Campbell. The fight occurred after Officer Campbell was called for a second time to the UVM Medical Center to address Kilburn's behavior, which included blocking the ambulance bay with his car. Vermont's chief medical examiner ruled Kilburn's death a homicide, but the report did not cite a specific cause. The incident was captured on video with Officer Campbell's body camera, but there was a weeks-long struggle for access to the video of the altercation. It wasn't until just last week that the footage was finally released to the public. And that incident is one of just several that are raising questions about police conduct in Vermont's largest city. VPR reporter Liam Elder Connors covers Burlington and has been following developments on this story for months now. Liam, welcome to the show today.
Hi, Mitch.
So explain what we know of that happened that day back in March that led to these two encounters with very different outcomes between Douglas Kilburn and Officer Campbell at the UVM Medical Center. Why was Campbell first called to the scene?
So when you watch the body camera footage, it begins with Officer Corey Campbell going to UVM Medical Center to respond to a call. The hospital had called for reports of an irate person who was arguing with hospital staff. And that person that was they called on, it was Douglas Kilburn. And so when Officer Campbell arrives to the hospital, he gets out of his police cruiser and is walking and runs into Kilburn, who's in his car. And when he talks with Kilburn a little bit, and Kilburn says he's at the hospital trying to visit his wife. And so Officer Campbell then says, okay, well, I'll go talk with hospital staff and sort of see if we can work something out. Maybe I can walk you up and see your wife. Officer Campbell then goes, talks with hospital staff a little bit, sort of lays out what he wants to do and says, hey, I'll walk Douglas Kilburn up to his wife's room so he can visit her. And that's basically exactly what happens. Officer Campbell goes back, meets Kilburn in the parking lot and walks him from the parking lot up to his wife's room where Kilburn is able to visit his wife. And when they get to the room, Officer Campbell tells Kilburn to just remain civil.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Yep.
I appreciate it.
Yep.
I'll give you my word.
Okay. All right. Just remain civil.
So it sounds like everything really is pretty civil to that point. There's no major altercation there. But then Campbell gets called back a second time. This is, again, to deal with a call to police over Kilburn's behavior at the medical center. What happened in that second encounter?
Well, I'll just clarify a little bit. Actually, Campbell remained at the hospital. There was an unrelated call that came in. So he was still at the hospital. And while he's dealing with that, he runs into Kilburn for a second time. And this is the incident that leads to the altercation. Kilburn is in his car in the ambulance bay blocking the road. People can't get through, and he's arguing with hospital security again. And so Officer Campbell approaches and, you know, it begins talking, telling him to leave. He needs to get out. And Kilburn at one point says he's leaving. He starts to slowly pull away, and then he stops to yell at some hospital staff who are off camera. And that's when Campbell yells at him to just shut up and leave. And at that point, he, you know, swears at Kilburn a little bit. And Kilburn then, you know, calls Campbell a bleeping punk, swearing back at him. Mm. Campbell turns and starts to walk away, and Kilburn is still yelling. Campbell basically then turns back around and approaches the car, and Kilburn gets out of the car shouting at Officer Campbell, you ain't got a right to swear at me. And he then swears at Campbell. And when you watch the video, it appears that Kilburn punches Officer Campbell, and Campbell then punches back. Watching the video, this all happens really quickly. It's a very kind of quick exchange. According to the incident report that Officer Campbell filed, Officer Campbell says he punched Kilburn three times in the head during this encounter here.
You ain't got a right to swear at me.
And so that's just a little bit of the body camera. So you can sort of hear Kilburn there saying, you know, to Officer Campbell, you ain't got a right to swear at me. And then he swears a little later. Right. And then that's right before the altercation.
So we do know that Officer Campbell's punch then results in Kilburn being treated at the hospital for his injuries. He's released. And then 3 days later, he's found dead in his apartment. Kilburn is. Now, you reported, Liam, that Dr. Stephen Shapiro, he's the state's chief medical examiner, ruled the death a homicide, but could not identify a specific cause of death. What did he find?
Right. And so this was an unusual situation. So as you said, the state's chief medical examiner did rule the death a homicide. And it's important to note there's a distinction between the legal term like homicide and then the medical homicide. So when we're talking about the medical homicide, it essentially means the medical examiner ruled that another person's actions caused or potentially caused the death of Douglas Kilburn. And so it's just important to know that, you know, we're not talking about legal homicide in this case. But what the medical examiner's report said was he couldn't identify a specific cause of death because there were all these multiple underlying factors, which included cardiac disease, obesity, diabetes, and also skull fractures due to blunt force impact. So, you know, is saying there that he can't rule out that Officer Corey Campbell's actions contributed to Douglas Kilburn's death. You know, but I will say, you know, the Burlington Police Officers Association, which is the union representing the officers, they defended their officer, defended Corey Campbell, saying that, you know, it's possible that Kilburn died because of a contact with Campbell, but that does not mean he acted inappropriately. In fact, they argue, especially now in light of the footage being released, which they actually released, that Officer Campbell was acting in self-defense since Kilburn punched him first.
Through that first punch, right. Yeah. Well, you know, the AG is currently reviewing this incident to determine if there was any criminal wrongdoing. What's interesting, Liam, is that normally any body cam footage would not be released, as I understand it, while such a review is pending. But this body camera footage did become public last week. So how did that happen?
Right. And so the police officers union released the footage publicly at a press conference they held last week. And they were able to get that footage because they had filed a lawsuit, a public records lawsuit, seeking that footage. And on July 1st, a judge ruled that that footage could be released. And so it came out because the union obtained it through this lawsuit.
So the union wants to get this footage out. Does it raise any broader questions about the use of body cameras in policing?
It does. The union sought the footage because they wanted Officer Campbell to be able to watch it before he answered questions from investigators who are looking into this incident. And this is a topic of conversation more broadly about whether police officers should be able to look at and view body camera footage before being interviewed in incidents like this. So civil liberties groups like the ACLU are opposed to this sort of practice, saying that it taints officer testimony and allows them to kind of conform their answers to what the video footage shows. And so this kind of is part of a larger conversation there.
And that larger conversation, too, includes other incidents where Burlington police have been accused of abuse. There were two black men in May alleging police used excessive force against them. How have city leaders been responding to all this?
Well, there have been calls for reform. And in June, the city council voted to create a special committee to address policing policies in the city. So they'll be looking at things like use of force policy, officer training, disclosure of some information, and they're planning on releasing recommendations by the end of the year.
And Liam, what happens next with Officer Campbell? Makes his statement viewing this footage, but what happens after that?
Well, so I called Officer Campbell's attorney today, or the attorney representing the union, and I didn't hear back. So I don't know if Officer Campbell has made a statement to investigators. The AG's office, when I called them, told me that they can't comment on pending investigations. But really, like the broad thing is the AG's office is reviewing the incident, and at some point in the near future, or you know, on an undetermined time, we'll hear from the AG's office what they have to say about this case.
Okay. VPR's Liam Elder Connors covers the city of Burlington. Thank you so much for the time.
You bet.